tuned into Quick Charge, the high voltage podcast bringing you the top stories in electric vehicles and sustainable energy daily. And it's all powered by Electrek. Welcome back to another exciting episode of Quick Charge. It's November 25th, 2024, and I'm your host, Joe Boris. The election is causing uncertainty throughout the EV landscape, but over at Hyundai, there is no uncertainty. They don't care if Trump kills the EV tax credit. They plan to keep on growing either way. Hyundai did not build our U.S. investment plan based on incentives. The plan was even made before Trump's first term. That's according to Hyundai's newly elected CEO, Jose Munoz, who said that at the LA Auto Show last week. In an interview with Korean media at the event, Munoz said, "If the Inflation Reduction Act goes out, it goes out for everybody, and we can do even better." Although Hyundai's EVs currently don't qualify for the $7,500 credit like some U.S. rivals, the company is still gaining market share. Quote, "Competitors like Tesla step by step are losing market share, and we continue to increase our share," Hyundai's current global chief operating officer explained. So that seems like it's going to be good news for Hyundai, but it's going to be even better news for people who live in states like Illinois that just issued a $4,000 rebate coming into effect January 1st, or California. And California says that they're going to step up with an EV rebate if Trump kills the $7,500 tax credit. That's according to California Governor Gavin Newsom, who said in an announcement earlier today that funding for the state EV tax rebates could come from the Greenhouse Gas Reduction Fund, which is funded by polluters under the state's cap and trade program. Newsom said in a statement, quote, "We will intervene if the Trump administration eliminates federal tax credit, doubling down on our commitment to clean air and green jobs in California. We're not turning back on a clean transportation future," he said. "We're going to make it more affordable for people to drive vehicles that don't pollute." Newsom's announcement didn't say how the rebates would work, but he's expected to share more details during an appearance later this week. The governor would need the backing of the state legislature to revive the rebate program. California continues to lead the U.S. in zero-emission vehicle adoption, surpassing 2 million electric, plug-in hybrid, and hydrogen-powered vehicles sold across the state. By 2035, all new cars and light trucks in California must be zero-emission vehicles, along with 50% of all new heavy trucks. That's good news for people looking to buy EVs in California, and it's even good news for people looking to buy Teslas in California, but the good news doesn't end there. Tesla has introduced new direct discounts in China at a critical time to try to meet its Q4 sales goals. Obviously, this is throwing every demand lever they can to make sure that they continue on their projected growth and meet Wall Street expectations. This one's pretty self-explanatory. No need to go into it there. But while we're on the topic of Tesla, Tesla is preparing a remote control team for the robotaxi, taking a page out of Waymo's playbook. Tesla CEO Elon Musk has often criticized Waymo's strategy as not being scalable due to the mapping and geofencing issues that company faces. But now there's something that Tesla is taking from Waymo's approach, teleoperation. Waymo has been a bit vague when talking about the level of teleoperation its vehicles employ, but we do know that its vehicles can send a stuck alert and a team of remote Waymo employees can debug them. Now, Tesla is also establishing a teleoperation team, according to a new job listing. Quote, "Tesla's AI teleoperations team is charged with providing remote access to our robotaxis and humanoid robots. Our cars and robots operate autonomously in challenging environments. As we iterate on the AI that powers them, we need the ability to access and control them remotely. This requires building highly optimized, low latency, reliable data streaming over unreliable transports in the real world. At Tesla, we control the entire hardware and software stack end to end. Our goal is to integrate our software, hardware, firmware, and back-end expertise to achieve a cutting-edge system. Our remote operators are transported into the device's world using a state-of-the-art VR rig that allows them to remotely perform complex and intricate tasks. Working with hardware teams, you will drive requirements, make design decisions, and implement software integration for this custom teleoperation system. The job is specifically for a C++ software engineer, and the main responsibility is to develop the application that remote operators will use to assist the robo-taxis." As we get through the news articles, of course, it's important to note that today's episode is sponsored by Bluetti. Our title sponsor is a leading provider of sustainable energy solutions, specializing in portable power stations, solar generators, and energy storage systems. As a provider of dependable and portable energy solutions, Bluetti has become an industry leader with a presence in 100 countries that is trusted by millions of customers worldwide. Bluetti's portfolio of clean, portable energy solutions continues to grow, offering customers viable options for all uses and budgets. These solutions offer dependable power with plenty of plugs to connect devices. That portfolio includes the AC70, AC180, AC200L, and Blue Yeti's latest technology, the hands-free line of all-in-one backpack power systems. Now through November 28th, save up to 52% on Blue Yeti products during its exclusive Black Friday pre-sale event. You can explore all the deals at BlueYetiPower.com and be sure to use the promo code BlueYeti5OFF for an additional 5%. We're very excited to have Blue Yeti as our title sponsor this month and excited to see what they come up with next. Someone else who has a new exciting battery product coming into production is Mercedes. Their eActro 600 electric semi-truck has officially entered production in Germany. With the start of series production of the eActro 600, we are expanding our Wirth product portfolio with an important vehicle for the future. That's according to Andreas Backhofer, head of the Wirth site and production at Mercedes-Benz Trucks. The construction of this first battery electric truck made in Wirth will be fully integrated into the existing assembly hall, flexibly alongside the manufacturing of combustion engine trucks. This means we are ideally positioned for the production of larger quantities. Our production team is well prepared for the successive ramp up over the coming months. The new electric semi-truck features a 600 kilowatt hour battery, hence eActro 600, that sends power to a new efficient electric drive axle developed in-house by Mercedes-Benz. That's good enough to, quote, be able to travel significantly more than 1,000 kilometers a day, made possible by intermediate charging during the legally prescribed driver breaks, even without megawatt charging. The company claims its massive 600 kilowatt hour battery in the Actros can be charged from 20 to 80% in 30 minutes at a megawatt charging station, which will soon be available across Europe. First deliveries of the new 600 series Mercedes electric semi are expected to begin in Q1 of 2025, with production ramping up to full speed soon after. Obviously, we like to end this show talking about the environment, talking about sustainability, talking about the grid. Today is no exception, and Ørsted's largest solar farm in the world is now online in Texas. The Mockingbird Solar Center, Ørsted's largest solar project globally, is now online thanks to protected prairie land donated by the renewable energy giant. Native prairies are the rarest landscapes left in Texas, so much so that many people have never seen one. That's according to David Bezenson, the Land Protection Strategy Program Director for the Nature Conservancy in Texas. He added that preserving Smiley Meadow will not only conserve one of the best prairie remnants left, but also help restore other prairie habitats and boost regional biodiversity. The Mockingbird Solar Center, a $500 million project, is part of Ørsted's $20 billion push to expand renewable energy production across the U.S. Beyond generating electricity, it will inject $75 million into local property taxes, benefiting schools and other public services. The project also created over 550 construction jobs and will continue to be supported by operations staff moving forward. Ørsted worked with U.S. companies, including First Solar for solar panels, and partnered with local businesses like Drake Construction and Pfeiffer Farms for construction materials. It also gave more than $50,000 to local volunteer fire departments in Roxton and Brookston. With Mockingbird Solar up and running, Ørsted has more than 6 gigawatts of onshore wind, solar, and battery projects either in operation or being built across the U.S. That's all we've got for today, November 25th. I'm sure you're enjoying a short week of work if you're here in America. If you're not, hey, be thankful for all your free healthcare. We're going to be thankful for our guns and tanks and all that good stuff. And of course, if you want to hear more about the great deals coming up for electric readers and quick charge listeners, be sure to like and subscribe so you don't miss any of those.